I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
You guys like watermelon? How do you feel about watermelon?
I can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Not really. I like watermelon flavor. Watermelon itself's always a letdown to me.
Huh. Yeah, like my kid hates it, like despises it, and so I never buy it. But I was like, I live off River Road, and there's like this, it's not a farmer's market, but it's like a little, like one of those little ones that's like just it's a farmer's market.
A co-op?
But it's just a really small one, and they're only open during the summer or whatever. So I stopped in there, like get a couple things, and I grabbed a little watermelon. I was like, I haven't had one of these in forever. And it's so fucking good. I was like, I hadn't had one in like maybe a couple years, something like that. And I don't know if it's the best watermelon I've ever had, but it's wild. I just had some right before like I walked over here. I'm just like, I don't get it. I've always been sort of like honeydew.
I'll tell you that.
I love a good cantaloupe, but like watermelon's always been sort of like meh. You know, meh.
This one. I think I enjoy cantaloupe more.
Yeah. Are you of the affliction of everyone else that honeydew is just trash?
Well, honeydew is the filler. It is.
It's the filler. Yeah, well, like have you ever bought
a watermelon?
Have you ever bought a singular honeydew? Like at the store, actual melon. No, no one does.
No,
I
bought a cantaloupe, but course, I've never bought. I've never suck out. No, that's the wrong. Struck out to find.
Yeah,
sunk out.
Struck out.
A honeydew.
You never gone on a honeydew conquest?
No, I haven't. I got to be honest.
Yeah. Now, yeah, honeydew is the strawberry in the Neapolitan. You know, it's.
Oh, I love Neapolitan.
Yeah, but the strawberry in the Neapolitan is like it's always the last one for me to eat. Like the chocolate in Neapolitan is different than every other chocolate. We've talked about this before. It's fucking elite in Neapolitan.
I like to leave it a little segregated until the end.
Do you guys just like,
strawberry just to keep the white and the black apart?
Well, I start with a little history lesson while I get my calories.
Kids, come watch me eat this ice cream. I'm going to teach you something about our country's history.
Yeah, yeah.
Take you right back to the 50s in your
Gather
eyes.
Gather around.
Back to when we used to be a country. Whatever, bro. You're the one who shared the Stevie Wonder and... You're the one who shared the gif on fucking Discord.
Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy.
Living together in perfect harmony. Yeah. Harmony.
You are black and I am white. You are blind as a bat and I have sight. Beautiful.
Salt and pepper.
It's
Stevie
art.
And me.
It's art. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I was just curious. I had watermelon on the brain. So, sports. Actually, before I do that, just a reminder that it's Steven Spielberg month for the movie podcast, and this week's is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. So watch that, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, I think, right? Isn't that what you said, Ski?
Paramount Plus, yeah.
Paramount Plus and Disney Plus. So watch that. Let's just talk about it on Sunday. So
yeah, they got all of them on there. I assume Disney is the same, has all the Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Paramount also has... Jackass, like all of the Jackasses, including the TV show, which surprised me.
Which only had like 18 episodes, but everyone thought it had like 60.
Yeah, it was another one of those shows that we just watched the same episodes over and over again.
All the time. Just what the hell? There's only 19
and never,
of these?
Never got fucking tired of them, which is crazy.
How did MTV drop the ball there? That had to be one of their big show.
I think they pivoted to being like, we can make a movie. We don't need to do.
Yeah. Also like
8 episodes of this.
Also, they couldn't. They have a podcast out right now where they're talking about like the history of Jackass, coming up with their last movie, and they talked about that because like MTV started getting sued and stuff a lot because remember like the Beavis and Butthead stuff, Jackass stuff.
But like, they put the warning on.
They couldn't. They did, but they couldn't do some of the stuff that they wanted to do on TV anymore, and so they're like, hey, just make a movie, and so they just pivoted to making movies, which
Censorship has gone back to the 90s?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Wow.
Did you guys know that the magazine that they were doing before they did Jackass was owned by Larry Flint?
I did know that, actually. Kind of wild. Yeah.
Makes sense.
It was called Jackass as well?
No, it was Big Brother is what it was called. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, weird, right?
Was that? It was like Jeff Tremaine, like the editor of it.
Yep.
He's a fucking nerd.
Yeah, but he's none of this happens without him. So, I was thinking about that because I watched the first Jackass movie with my kid the other day. And I had that thought. It's like, should I show him some of the show first just to have like some perspective? But the first movie, like I forgot, is just so tame.
You didn't want to just jump into some CKY.
I was going to say, you don't go right into CKY to start it all off.
I don't have a VHS player anymore, bro. Like, what do you want?
Your kid is interested in skating from 1997?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's on the YouTube.
Ollies and grinders and kickflips. Grinders!
No. But like, if... I forgot that though. Like the movie is so tame compared to like the modern stuff that they've been doing, like Jackass Forever, where there's a dong in like every other scene they did.
Well, you were saying they were coming right off the TV series, yeah, so they're like, we could do a little bit more, and you know, they kind of like, oh, all right, we'll do kind of what we want, and now they're like, oh, we could do anything we want.
They
could
do anything
later
on. Yeah, as long as it's not NC-17. And I just listened to their newest podcast episode where they're talking about that, where. Like, they don't get notes anymore. Like, they just let them do whatever they want. Like, the amount of dong they showed in the last movie, they were like, I could not believe that they just let us do it. Like, Paramount just didn't care. And they're almost like, we need someone to care so we can, like...
How much money would you need for in a role to just show flaccid dong?
Yeah.
Or is it actually better to show flaccid dong than erect dong?
It'd be
the allure of mystery that I'm just a grower.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you see the whole thing.
I've seen we used to call it unimpressive flaccid dongs. Like I've seen my unimpressive flaccid dong. It is very unimpressive. And so I would prefer if I had the choice, I would prefer it's prepared for Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like,
well, how bad do you want to break into the industry?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I mean, how many flaccid dongs have like extras just had on sets of movies?
It's true.
Like they're getting paid the minimum you could pay someone to be in a film.
You gotta love Pontius on Jackass, by the way. Just he's been showing his dong for like 30 years, like, and just doesn't care. Just fully average dong. Like, just, you know, it's a good dong.
I mean, it's like when it's kind of your identity.
Party boy
on the show. That's all he does.
Yeah,
right? He doesn't do anything else.
Yeah. Top three list today. Top three stunt dicks that you could use from Booble. Go, Ski. This is a Ski list only. Your top three stunt dicks, Ski.
Again, or is going flaccid? Like who hangs the best?
You user's choice. Dealer's choice or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll take the just for that black guy meme that was around during the start of COVID.
That's such a solid first choice.
That's like the game ending choice, isn't it?
You're done.
How do you go up from there? So
he's one, two, and three. That's all you really need.
Though his life story was so sad. Like
I gotta say, I didn't go in deep into his background.
Oh, so. It was like he died young. I don't remember why he died young. I don't think it was anything crazy like AIDS or anything. He just died young. But he like literally was just like what do they call him? A bear? A top?
Yeah.
He just did gay sex brothel stuff and he hated it because he wasn't gay. But it was like he was married to a woman at the time. And he just hated it, but it was like...
It's all he could do.
I make good money. You know, so I'm just having...
Yeah, so so the idea is you, like, do it for a little while, make enough money to not do it anymore, but then he died when he, like, got to that point,
I don't think he did it before the age of, like, he could have become, like, a social media star afterwards. It was a little before that, yeah. So... Yeah, very sad. It was just like, yeah, he just went to work in the Tenderloin of San Francisco, and he was just a top for gay brothels, and he hated it, but, you know, he made that anus hurt.
All right, Ski, what other dong would you choose?
Like I said, I think you're pretty good right there. Just
that one. That one three times. All right. So let's pivot to Blazers. Unless you guys want to talk about something else first. Blazers it is. So the new ownership group, kind of, met with the Portland City Council today and talked about a bunch of things. Essentially gave a presentation on what the city would look like without the Blazers in it, which sort of reading through it, I was like, that is an interesting way to go about it. Like, I get where they're coming from. Like, they're trying to get the city to like give them more than they probably should. And so that's a good tactic. It's like, what happens if Portland leaves and, you know, or what happens if the Blazers leave? And a lot of the city council sort of was responding to that, being like, yeah, I agree.
Like, do you call bullshit it. On the, yeah, but do you call bullshit on the numbers they used? Which was side? It like almost a the Blazer side? Didn't they say it was like almost like $900 million a year they say it brings in?
They're
making it up. Yeah, they're juicing it. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
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 Yeah. They're taking every little extra dollar they can, or, you know, like, yeah, they're juicing it, and which is fine. And that's not exclusive to this. This is every negotiation.
No, it's their prerogative to do so. I understand that. Yeah. Another thing they did bring up that I noticed, it stuck out to me, was they mentioned the idea of a lawsuit, which was not like threatened. It was just brought up as a topic of discussion in one of the city council meetings where they were literally just talking about it, and somebody brought it up. It's like, hey, this language is in here, so just FYI, this is something that could possibly be done. I don't know. Just spitballing. And then it turned into the story that it turned into, which is the city might sue Tom Dundon if the Blazers leave, that blah, blah, blah. Well, like the ownership group that spoke to the city today was like, hey, we heard that, and with that hanging over us right now, it really doesn't make us want to talk to you. So we do. We want to talk to you. We very much want the team to stay in Portland. Yeah. But hey, this doesn't make us want to talk to you and work with you, just so you know. And so I think the city council like sort of replied to it in the way I sort of explained it. It was like, yeah, we're talking. We're allowed to talk. We're a city council. That's our job. So like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
Any lawyer would say, hey, get all your chips that you can play out there. Like,
yeah.
And so like what we've seen so far, especially out of today, is,
yeah,
who do you think has the leverage so far? Is it kind of a 50? The city right has the leverage
for sure. Which I think before that story came out, before whoever it was who figured that out in the contract language figured out that the city could sue, that is a complete 180 from I think how everybody was feeling about it before that news came out. Like because looking at it right, it's like the state agreed to fund, Multnomah County agreed to fund. Like, you're just waiting on the city of Portland right now, and it's like everything is in place to make this happen. And so you're literally just like, and then you hear from what's coming out from Dundon's side, and it sounds like, boy, they're not into any of it. Like, the state and the city is like doing what they're supposed to be doing right now, and they're still acting like they don't really give a shit. Like, that's not good.
Billionaires, man.
It sounds like the guy bought them to move them. But so now that
which is weird, not to totally
it is. Yeah.
Step in, but it's weird because it came out last week or whatever that he actually put a bid in for the Vegas expansion team, and he wanted to put in like $4.5 billion, which was not going to happen for an expansion team in Vegas. So we bowed out and bought the Blazers. So, like, if he already knows what the fucking price is on expansion, where the fuck does he think he's moving?
Right.
Like, that's the thing I don't get in the last week of news. It's like, he knows what the market is on Vegas, at least, which means he probably knows what the parameters are on Seattle, you know, blah, blah, blah. This guy's cheap as fuck. If he wasn't willing to do that, like, where does he think he's going?
I don't know. And especially if you add on whatever the lawsuit was it like $500 million or something like that, or 400 million? Can't remember what it was, but
something like that.
Tack that on to it. It's like, he's just, I wouldn't say delusional. He's just a billionaire.
Yeah.
Trying to do every fucking dirty, grimy thing that they do, which, you know,
strong arm. He's strong arming. He's trying to, and
he's trying to, well, that's the thing. He's trying to. And this is why, you know, baseball is going to be going on a lockout here soon. And all of a sudden you're dealing with a bunch of billionaires trying to do this same exact thing to all the players. Like, you could see why people think they could be an entire lost season when you get, I mean, just think if you have even if it's just like a dozen Dundons in the MLB trying to nitpick every fucking red cent they could out of it.
It's a good point that we are dealing with a billionaire and
cheap billionaire.
How do people become billionaires? It's because they use tactics like this. They strong arm people and they
subprime car loans.
They force them into situations that aren't sustainable for them, and then they just go away. And he sort of just gets what he wants. So often, like, people like him will put people in a situation where they have to, the only way they can get out is to sue him. And to be able to sue him, you have to have a shit ton of money to start off with. You can't just sue somebody as a poor person. It just doesn't work that way. So most people just go away. But luckily, in this case, the city of Portland has locked down contract language that protects them, which, hey, if we're going to sign a new agreement, we better fucking have that again. Like, we set ourselves up for success the last time. Let's make sure we do it again this time. And Dundon's going to do everything he can to, like, not let that happen, because he wants to have all the power and he wants to have all the options.
If you're Phil Knight, do you come in right now and say, hey, Dundon, I'll give you an extra $100 million of what you pay?
He's too old.
Well, it's more if he has, I mean, that's...
Well, he has the money.
It's more of, like, someone else could do all the nitty-gritty. It's, like, if he really cares about, like, Portland, of the Blazers staying in Oregon,
I think, Phil Knight lowballed... Jody Allen, you know, a couple years ago, by a billion or so,
and she told him to fuck off, and he, like most billionaires, don't like being told to fuck off, and so he fucked off.
Like,
could be spiteful now.
I also think he doesn't have like a series of children where he can be like, here's the thing, I'm gonna buy this team, I'm gonna die in 4 years, and it's gonna be whatever. He's got like two kids. Neither of them give a fuck about sports. What, a son and a daughter?
Like, independent, the son is independently like wealthy. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, so, no. It's where Phil Knight, that ship has sailed. Like, that's done.
I love where your head's at, though. Like,
the money makes sense.
Find another billionaire who will throw him, like, a percentage.
But also, like, his offer to buy the Blazers, whatever it was, in like 2022, people were like, oh, it's a little bit low, but hometown discount, whatever that's worth. Yeah. Probably nothing amongst billionaires.
No.
And then, like, a month later, Matt Ishbia bought the Suns for like 49% more than their perceived value. And everyone's like, Well, then fuck off, Bill Knight. Like, yeah. He just bought the Suns for, yeah. Well, and you're off. So, yeah.
Well, you also just had to buy Dundon's controlling shares. You know, you could keep the other people in it that, you know, bought in as well. That could help drop the price, make it even cheaper for just some other billionaire to come in.
Leave him like, as a minority owner, you know, like if he wants.
Yeah, just
some of the
someone get enough to get control is all it really comes down to.
It's never going to happen. And I love where your head's at. There's 0.0% chance.
But again, if Dundon bought the Blazers strictly to move them, and he's running into this many roadblocks this early in negotiations, billionaires know when to fucking cut bait and run and get maximized. Like I said, he could profit off a deal still. He could sell the Blazers right now probably and come up plus.
I wonder, like, I really want to just be a fly on the wall in Adam Silver's office. Like, where the league is having discussions about this. Because I want to hear their thoughts, like what the other owners think. And like,
my guess is you don't want to hear their thoughts on the city of Portland, which is not exclusive to Portland. You probably don't want to hear their thoughts on Milwaukee or, you know,
that was a thing they brought. That was a thing the Blazers group brought up today, too. It's like, look, Portland is not a destination right now. Like if we're going to work with you, we would like to work towards making it that type of thing. But we need more buy-in from you guys if we're going to help you do that. Because right now it's really hard to live in Portland. It's like, it's super expensive. It's not like, you know, we all know the issues with, you know,
athletes there are legitimate issues with the city.
Yeah, like, but if what do they care though? Like what do the
really doubt any of them lives in Portland?
No, what does it matter what the businesses look like in the city of Portland? They're still going to find someone to sponsor their team. People are still going to.
But they haven't. That's the problem. Is they're the only team in the NBA without a jersey sponsor?
Well, they could find. I mean, you don't have to be an Oregon brand. You could find a national brand to sponsor an NBA team.
How could they get a sponsor right now? Like, why would anybody agree to that right now?
Well, as of right now, where you don't know if the team's going to stay or not. But because why would anyone sponsor a sports team in general? You just get your name out there. You see it on TV. That's all that matters. So if there's a national brand, they would easily sign on to it. It might be a low offer. You know, it's not the fucking Lakers patch you're getting.
No, I think once this stuff gets figured out, I get a feeling the jersey patch thing is going to be like quick, because I think so. Why don't you?
No, that's not it. I just think it's funny that now people are like, "Oh, the jersey patch, good stream of revenue." Where 5 years ago,
no,
like, "Oh my God, there's a GE patch on the Celtics jersey. Game's over."
Yeah.
Cancel the NBA. It sucks. We're all like,
and we're having this discussion about college football jerseys too. It's like,
Subway just throw on a little patch on the Blazers? You know what?
Fuck
what
it.
What are we doing?
Fuck it. Yeah, yeah. But like the reason I say that is because like the product on the court is good. Product on the court.
I don't think sponsors care about that.
It's fine.
They marketability of
because
the team.
If the product on the court's good, then it's going to be on TV more. That's what
national
I mean. It's like
TV
you
want to know what I heard? A crazy stat: the Blazers were on national TV more last year than the last 3 years Lillard was actually on the team. Ooh, not counting playoffs. Playoffs.
Two of those years were.
Tanking, but I'm like, damn, they weren't. It's not like they were on that much.
I found myself today. Damon Amendolara, you guys remember him? Like DA.
Dude, yeah. DA?
Used to be on CBS Sports. I don't know what he's on now, but he's on Instagram. And he every once in a while will do posts like when the A's were being sold. He did this about John Fisher, really brought to light a lot of the negative things that people weren't talking about with John Fisher, which I appreciated. He's doing that right now with Dundon a lot. And I found myself in a weird position today because he did one about the broadcast firings. And part of his like presentation on it was Tom Dundon like came in the door like making all these cuts and he's cheap and I told you guys about what he did in Carolina, blah 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 blah. And he said that the step he took was to fire quote unquote these legendary Blazers broadcasters. And tell me you've never heard a Blazers broadcast without telling me you've never heard a Blazers broadcast. Because Calabro's a big name. Calabro's...
He's a legend.
He's not a Blazers legend.
Not a
NBA legend.
Not a Blazers legend. Still lives in Seattle. We've talked about Calabro enough on this podcast to know our feelings about Calabro. There's literally nobody else. Like
of the people they fired, Michael Holton would probably get people's nostalgia hackles up. But other than that, I mean,
my point was legendary is a stretch, my guy. Like, Calabro's a huge name. Everybody knows who Calabro is, knows his voice, but he was never bought into being a Blazers announcer, like never, at any point. And he was vastly overpaid for the stuff that he did for them. Like,
well, see that's where we're all on board with. None of like Calabro was great, but yeah, the people they had were not worth it. The problem is Dundon coming in saying, "Oh, like I want to get someone in here to call games for, you know, the cost of a couple fucking tall boys and a can of dip." Like that's the problem. Right. You're not going to get anyone good for their fucking. A couple tallies and a can of dip. You're good.
Us three. We're in.
I mean,
yeah, us three.
We should log in
and do the first regular season game. We just call the first half.
It's a good idea. See if they get us in trouble.
Just the first half. That's too long. Just the first
half. See if we get a cease and desist.
see if we can do it. But yeah, no, like the offers to like Travis Demers, I know I posted it in the Discord, but it was like a 60% pay decrease, which was not even the biggest pay decrease he offered people.
No one's going to say yes to this. He expected them to say no.
No travel, no partner, like kind of wild.
But who are you bringing in with that offer?
Well, nobody. No one. Just,
that's the point.
So again, you kind of need someone to call games. Yeah, you have to get someone.
They'll find someone. One person.
But that's the problem. But the odds of them being good by someone that desperate to take job is...
His whole point, and I don't necessarily think he is super wrong. I think he might be going about it the wrong way. His point is that you don't need that anymore. Like, people do not listen to games on the radio.
They have to be decent.
They just don't. Like, and if they do, it's like in the single hundreds or single thousands. Like, if that. It's not enough.
No, because that was a thing with when he fired the radio guy for the Hurricanes, who had previously been a Whalers guy when they were still in Hartford. He had worked for the club for 30 years, and he was like, buddy.
Beloved.
On some nights, there are less than 500 people that listen to the radio. On good nights, it's 1,300 people. Like, it sucks. That does suck. But if you're just talking about business, like,
and if we're talking about the TV side of it as well,
same thing. When you fire Calabro,
I don't even know how to watch a Blazers game on TV. The previous ownership fucked that up so bad.
They're on Ion, baby. I despise Ion.
Yeah, literally nobody knows what that is. Like, what are we doing?
It's equivalent of like mid-2000s HD TV level. It might 720p might be like pushing it.
So why would you pay Kevin Calabro to do that?
Like, no, but you have to pay someone to do. Yeah. Blazer TV.
Yeah, he will. Like one person.
But again, because it gives a shit about the radio.
It's going to be both. But it's going to be simulcast. It is. Like, and I don't necessarily disagree with that. Like, Like I said last week, I'm a radio guy, man. Like, I love radio.
I do think they'll be the only NBA team without a radio guy.
Yeah, it's cheap. Yeah, again, don't get
not,
me wrong. It's
not
cheap.
That much. Yeah.
It's not something. People were... It's not something a billionaire should do. I don't disagree.
No, like
with
Travis
that,
Demers was probably making 200,000.
I wasn't going to say that high.
Oh, I was trying
Living
to. I was trying to
be better. Like.
But, you know, the travel and yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I can see how you could. But.
So you're also, saying you're so you're 200K. So you're thinking he got offered like 80 grand with no benefits,
yeah.
Kind of like was
yeah.
The D
yeah.
Offer.
Yeah.
Braga, 80 grand, no benefits. You in?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like part of the year. Like, you don't even have to work all year. What are we talking about? God.
82 games, maybe.
3 months
games.
Of work for 80 grand? Jesus Christ. I'll be like a school teacher, man. I just don't work for most of the year. What are we doing? It's awesome.
NFL referee just worked those 17 weeks and or plus some preseason, 20 weeks, we'll call it. Yeah.
Yeah, then I'll go.
Right. No, but
we gotta move off the
Blazers. Real quick, when you guys remember Blazer fans when they brought in Kent? I mean, they hated him. They were livid.
Yeah,
just
well,
thinking
I was. He wasn't good.
Yeah,
which is fine. It was
that's what I'm saying.
Time.
They're gonna bring someone in on that level at least.
Who's bad?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
It's just gonna piss Blazer fans. They're like. When you buy a team, you think you kind of want to get your fans behind you somewhat.
I think
but he is actively yeah. trying to get the fan base against him.
I think everything post 2020 changed.
Yeah, Blazers,
capitalism is.
Yeah, Blazers
is,
do not is, trust the owners under any circumstance. Yeah.
No one cares.
Kane, you need to get on the tweeters and try to get a hold of like a Canes fan. And get him in here so we could ask him questions about Dundon and how like the team over the last year.
I wouldn't hate that. Just
we could pick their brain about
all, actually. Yeah,
they probably love him. They just won.
They just won a title. So, yeah.
but they will have because we're in the very start of it. If they are a true Canes fan, they went through when he bought it to the shit he's pulling now as Blazers. Winning solves everything.
Yes, correct.
Right. No one would give a flying fuck. He could fire everyone but the players and have some homeless person off the street fucking coach the team. If they win a title, no one would give a shit.
Can you name three lifetime Carolina Hurricanes? Like, just was ever suited up? I can name one. Rod Brindamore.
Brindamore. Yep.
I think I'm capped out there.
Like, no.
I don't think I got anyone.
You've opened enough heart packs. You should know a couple, right? No.
I only opened the old ones, and the Canes weren't around in the early 90s, pretty sure. It was Whalers still.
Google says, according to Google, Stephen Colbert and Petey Pablo are Hurricane fans. Petey Pablo, North Carolina, come on and raise up.
Apparently, Ron Francis, who I think of as a Penguin, was a all-time Hurricane.
All right, sure.
And then Eric Stahl and Sebastian.
Ooh, one of the
Aho.
Aho. All right, Aho. I would yes. He's like their current best player, kind of thing.
Ron Francis, right. Wasn't he a Penguin? Huh.
He was like a Guino. He was the Guino. I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
Guino. Yeah. Okay. Let's
fucking
move on. So LeBron James is a 76er. Yeah. So
I mean, it's a weird. It's a very weird place for him to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a weird setup.
Yeah. They have a good team if they ever stay healthy.
They're gonna
be the best basketball setup.
Yeah.
No, it's probably not the best narrative. It's not the best, like, narrative
Cavs,
setup.
I think the Cavs were the best team and narrative he could
for sure.
have gone to.
But
I feel like
I kind of get the point where
done
people
that
are like,
already. Hasn't he done
yeah,
that?
Yeah, where people are like, well, he's done that.
He already served the narrative. Like,
I just,
yeah.
But
thing.
So, but, like, at his career, he should be chasing a ring, right? Is the Sixers the best place to go chase a ring at? Is kind of the
those three teams. They're good. And the Heat and I think.
Yeah. They're good. And by the way,
hey, granted, it all falls apart because we know Joel Embiid will not be healthy. So, you know, I guess the answer is no. But on paper, if everything works well, yes.
I mean, Maxey, Edgecombe, Brown. I mean, they got one of the best starting fives in basketball.
They have a really good lineup. And if he goes there and wins another title in another city, like, God, legacy is sort of like unfuckwithable at that point, right? Like, not that it isn't already, but it's crazy.
Who's got the most different championships at different teams? Like,
I think Robert.
Horry? He's only got.
He has three. He's the three. Three. Rocket,
yeah. Does someone got a fourth? Does someone got a four piece somewhere? It had to be like a role player that somehow just found their way.
Yeah, because I know like when LeBron won it in 2020, when the Lakers won it, the thing was like LeBron is the first like starter to win it on three teams.
It's like so. Eric, I'm sure there's someone Snow else or something like
Danny Green's got three. Bedouin says. So yeah.
Yeah, it's
Eric Snow.
Like,
yeah, that's the kind of guy. Danny Green's perfect. That's what I'm saying.
The thing about like LeBron moving that I don't get it is I fell into a trap yesterday, actually. So we're talking, you know, a week after LeBron actually moved.
Yeah.
And it was a cut up of you. Well, one of them included your favorite guy, Braga, Nick Ryder, the sports writer. Remember him?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, he works at CBS Sports Radio.
LA Sports Radio now, some new station.
Really?
And they're just like, you know, LeBron was never Laker. He just was never true to the purple and gold. And it's like, he probably wasn't. I'll say that. But I'm also like, do you guys read the online discourse from Lakers fans? LeBron won a series like 3 months ago without Luka and without Austin Reeves, essentially. He played like 47 shitty, terrible, awful minutes in that series coming back from an injury. And he beat the Rockets, who, you know, didn't have Durant after a game like two or whatever. And they're just like, what has he ever done? What did he ever really do? Why didn't he ever embrace the Lakers? You want to know why? It's because all you guys do is talk about Kobe. Yeah. Like, you guys are toxic. Fucking stop. Stop perpetuating. Like, and I said this a couple weeks ago, if Kobe was still alive, I'm not saying online discourse would be much better, but Kobe would try and quell that because he'd be like, this fucking guy won a title. He's a Laker.
I won gold medals with this guy. I vouch for him. Like, be happy
he's
you
really
have him.
Good.
Yes.
It's just
asterisk their own championship in the bubble? Is that like a self asterisk kind of thing?
Yeah. Papadakis put up something last week like, well, I guess we can all finally admit that championship number 18 for the Lakers doesn't matter. It's like, or didn't count. It's like, what are we doing, guys?
What are we doing?
Like, what are we doing?
What's going on?
What's going on?
That's the goal now.
That's the rule. But it's just, the whole thing is just so obnoxious where your boy, you know, Nick Ryder's like, he's just a mercenary. He never, who cares?
Yeah, take the fucking ring and shut up. God damn it.
I would love fucking mercenaries to come to the Blazers.
Carmelo Anthony was a mercenary. He was the best thing to ever fucking happen to the Blazers.
Scottie Pippen was a mercenary in 2000 when he came to Portland. Like, yeah, they were accumulating vets to chase rings.
Give me
like,
all the mercenaries.
Yeah. It was fun. They kept winning 60 games. They never won it, famously. Game 7, but
I want my roster full of expendables. That's what I want. I want
like the thing about
superstar,
the thing about,
superstar,
like, the
superstar
is it's LA, so whatever. In 2.5 years, I don't know their exact cap situation. I think they're kind of hamstrung for two seasons. So let's just say in 2029, whatever, 28-29. Yes, they'll probably attract another big game to pay a name to pair with Luka because it's LA. But what makes Luka a true Laker? What's going to make Tyrese Halliburton in 2 years a true
Nobody
Laker?
On that team is a true Laker. Nobody.
It's just because LeBron didn't fly too close to the Kobe sun. He didn't. He flew over the Kobe sun.
By a lot.
Like, by a lot. He's a better player. And I don't think people in LA need to like LeBron as much as Kobe, because Kobe was a true Laker. Yes, he asked for trades. Yes, he... Again, different era. He got caught on like the first generation cell phone calling. Oh, who was it? It wasn't Bynum. I think it was
Andrew Bynum or
Smush
Will Parker. Bynum.
I think it was Smush.
Was it Smoosh? Old Smoosh
like,
Parker.
At a fall, and I'm gonna say it for effect. He just like called him a faggot. Like, like these are
yeah. It's Kobe.
I'm sorry, like, Kobe. You don't have to be offended by that if you don't want to. But when people say stuff, they're like, well, LeBron thinks pretty highly of himself. Yeah, no shit. Are you...
One of the best players of all time.
Yeah.
Like, you probably should.
You think that's a controversy? Just, if Kobe... Again, I don't want to bring up Eagleton, Colorado.
He sexually assaulted
different time.
Threw around the F word a whole bunch. Like,
but even, yeah... He's done multiple things on record, like homophobic-wise.
By a person for like a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's different. It's just a different time. And again, Laker fans should not like LeBron more than Kobe. I get it. But the fact that from day one, it was the vocal people. And I say the vocal because if you hate LeBron, if you're a Laker fan who hates LeBron, turn on clips of him at Staples or a crypto.com, whatever you want to call it now, of him, you know, hitting a game winner, a dunk that just doesn't matter in the first quarter. The place goes berserk. So it's the loud minority that is infiltrated, but they're so loud. They're so loud about it. It's insane. And again, it won't matter. It's LA, it's the Lakers. They'll get another free agent. But there's got to be people that are like, God, what? They hated Dwight Howard. They hated LeBron. Like, what are we? We got to get out of this Kobe orb. And at some point, people will, because there are kids.
Did they hate Anthony Davis as well?
No, they love Anthony Davis.
They should.
Because he's the one that won LeBron the title. That's the online and radio discourse. Because LeBron wouldn't have won a title. And here's the thing. Yeah, no shit. He wouldn't have won a title with Lonzo Ball, Julius Randle, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram. Like, some of those players are fine. They're not good.
Blazers
yeah,
legend,
there's
Josh
a
Hart.
Reason LeBron, or Lay GM, as they call him, traded those guys away. Because he wanted to win a title. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry a pandemic happened that we'll never see again, and your children will probably never see again. Maybe their grandchildren will, a once in 100 years, like, kind of deal. I'm sorry that happened to you, but it happened. He won it. He won it. And he won it wearing the Black Mamba jerseys, the Kobe patch. Like, it's so
was,
weird.
Was he face mask LeBron for in that as well?
Oh, no.
Was that not face mask?
No, he
played with Kobe, like in the Olympics, like he was like buddies with Kobe. Like, Kobe wasn't buddies with anybody, but like, as
sure buddies, we know what you mean. But...
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I like, by the way, I like, Pierce, I like Fender's least. Point in the chat. Fender finally made a good point. You guys, LA didn't draft Kobe, not a true Laker. Yeah. Charlotte Hornets legend, Kobe Bryant.
Came over in a trade. Yeah. And we need to move on. Listen, we should probably go on to Big Ten media.
We will, but
sure.
But a thing about like the Laker discourse that I love is people are like, he's just not loyal. And then they'll bring up Shaq. I'm like, do you guys?
Shaq, they played the same amount of years.
Shaq has played for so many teams, he's a meme. Whereas, what is it? I should know this. But it's like the color gradient, Bell Div DeVoe's. Yep. Like, he's played for blue,
Bell
yellow,
Div DeVoe.
Blue, I know it's not that, but it's
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv. Yeah, Roy
Bell,
G.
I like Bell Div DeVoe better.
He's played for all of them. It's been a meme for a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. He left LA acrimoniously, and he came to LA in a trade. You want to know why? Because he was ring chasing.
Because Penny got hurt. That's what happened. He wasn't going to leave it.
He wasn't going to live in Orlando, he thought. So he went to L.A. to become rich. Dude, he came to L.A. to be a businessman, did Shaq. Not a problem, apparently. LeBron, big problem.
He came. He just wanted to be in movies, you guys. He didn't really care about the basketball. You know, he's not dedicated.
Yeah, he just wanted to do Shaq Fu and Hawk Pepsi. I don't really like Shaq.
It was
all about his own brand.
Yeah.
He had his own shoe line. Can you believe that? Kobe would, you will. For a couple years, Kobe didn't because of the whole rape stuff. So that's why I'm glomming onto that. But you know what I mean. It's just, get out of here, Laker fans.
By the way, I did find and buy Shaq Fu. It's one of the worst things I've ever played in my life.
The game
it's
is so awesome. Bad.
It's so bad. No, it's terrible.
It's great. You just kick high.
You just kick high.
You're absolutely fucking wrong on this one, Ski, and I'm not afraid to.
You fight. Where you fight five people?
That is crazy.
We're in Zubaz. High kicking.
Did you buy the whole thing or just the cartridge? Did you buy
just the cartridge?
Because the whole thing came with a CD, which I had.
Oh, I know.
And that song fucking rules. MC
is that nuts. Well, I can just listen to it on YouTube.
Shaq Diesel. You can stand. Oh, so
you can
good.
Shake and you shit.
I'll just throw on YouTube while I play it. How about that?
Shaq Diesel. He's so dope. He's a dope ass rapper, man. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
The old DJ.
Yeah.
I would have gone to see McCuckbird if it wasn't the same day as the Penn State game last year. It was the exact same time.
Yep.
But I would 100% got to see DJ Diesel.
DJ Diesel. Let's fucking go. Okay, so you want to talk about Big Ten Media Day. I only want to talk about 49ers news. So Ski, I guess you gotta be the deciding factor here, Ski.
Talk Niners.
Last thing I want to do is talk Niners.
I'm actually just kidding. Yeah, I don't.
Can I just, as far as NFL coverage goes, it's been 2 days of camp.
Woo.
I can't.
Already over it.
I can't consume any more Chiefs coverage because it's everyone. Why is Mahomes taking
Dude, try being a fucking Niners fan right now. Are you kidding me with the Mahomes, coach you know? Getting a car accident? Like Ricky Pearsall injured again. Oh my god. Fucking they signed Debo Samuel.
It's better than watching every rep being like, I don't know, I think Mahomes ran better in 2017. It's like, yeah. No shit. Yeah. He had knee surgery 7 months ago.
Yeah.
I'm surprised
he's moving that well already.
You got me.
Saw a gotcha post of him throwing an interception today. And I was like, oh, this is what we're doing now. Okay. All right. Best current quarterback in the NFL. We're just going to fucking talk about him being dog shit now. All right.
It was actually Justin Fields who threw that pick.
It was Justin Fields, yeah.
I can't tell the difference, guys.
The account was like, oh, here's a black quarterback for the Chiefs. It's Mahomes.
I saw it and I was like, I can't.
Here's the problem with NFL camp coverage is they do that with Mahomes. They'll show Kelsey like walking or running some route. Instead of being like, oh, the Chiefs have their best running back in Kenneth Walker in over a decade. Yeah, let's not cover him. Have you seen a single rep of Kenneth Walker yet? No.
The only thing I saw was a blurb that says Mahomes excited about Kenneth Walker today.
Yeah, no shit.
There was not even a highlight attached to it. I don't know what he did.
They're going to give him the ball 30 times a game.
They should.
He is about to earn that contract.
Yes. He's a quality running back that they haven't had Priest Holmes.
Welcome to hell in September because he's going to be very sore.
He's going to get turned into fucking Christian McCaffrey is what's going to happen.
Yes. It's going to take 2 years off your career, but... Yeah. If you just stay the course.
It's going to extend Mahomes another few.
Here's a fun game. That shitty dome in Kansas in 4 years.
Here's a fun game. Which of the three running backs gets hurt first due to over usage? Walker, McCaffrey, or Taylor? My team doesn't have any receivers to throw the ball to, so he's going to get the ball 100 times. McCaffrey, we know, is going to get the ball 100 times.
Yes. The answer is McCaffrey because he practices next to a substation. Like, you know,
speaking of the Niners,
you know, there might be some truth to that that I'm starting to sort of lean into the substation thing.
I like,
or they're just cursed. Like they might just actually be cursed. The coach got in a car accident and almost lost an eyeball. Like he's still dealing with like really bad concussion symptoms. There was discussion today about him not being able to fly to Australia. Like, because the concussion's so bad that in a month from now, his brain might not be fixed enough for him to be able to take that long of a flight. Like,
it's the NFL. He's getting on that flight. What are we doing?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Like, what? Like,
he's
what?
Getting on that flight without the second eyeball.
I did love the tweet.
Catch that shit up.
I forget who shared the tweet in the Discord, but like somebody covering the Niners was like, Christian Kirk like got injured in practice the other day and they were treating him like he was, you know, the other Kirk, and it was very funny.
They expect him to carry the flame in week one.
Yeah, expect him to carry the flame week one is the chef's kiss work. That is so good.
Are you guys suspicious of the Shanahan accident?
It's weird.
Like that he's more at fault.
So it's weird because it took so long to report. Like, he got in the accident and like reporters apparently knew about it and they just didn't ask anything, and they didn't like, so the Niners were sort of like, hey, can you guys not talk about this? And they didn't, which is,
that's not their job.
Their job is to ask questions.
Job is to talk.
That's literally their job. And so that's weird. And then it came out that, you know, like she made a bad turn, like blah, blah, blah. And then Shanahan himself, fully concussed still, mind you, came out and was like, no, it was my fault. I was fumbling with my phone. I dropped it, like looked away, and he was going 20 miles an hour.
Like he had another woman in the car with him, like cover up. Like it's
maybe like there was somebody else in the car, like day drinking.
Because I don't think they would cover that up.
I don't think they would.
Like the reporters. But if there was like another woman in the car, maybe they'd be like, hey, we'll let you deal with it at home first before we release something. Because that is a little suspect of like zero info coming out about the accident, like at all, really.
Yeah. Because I got to assume that all, okay, there was no crime committed officially, so maybe not. Actually, now that I say that, it probably isn't. But
well, that's like the weird thing about him openly admitting guilt in public is like, okay, well, now the woman can sue you. Like now the woman can, like her insurance or whatever. Like now you're a millionaire, I get it, but like, you know. Why purposefully open yourself up to that is a weird thing that he did. Like,
but I'm guessing that his lawyers told him, accept blame, pay her off, NDA, all that stuff.
It goes away.
It's just cheaper.
Whatever
just
it
make
is.
It go away. Make it go away.
Did she get hurt, the other person?
I feel like there's not been a lot of info.
I didn't see anything.
No
like,
info.
I thought it was just a single car, you know, like a Tiger Woods thing. Like he drove, like he looked on his phone, drove off the road kind of thing. But yeah, and you could see what happens there. They were all over Tiger in a heartbeat.
We have no information about her. None. Yeah. Which is fine. I think that's probably
she's a private citizen.
Private citizen, kind of normal. But like, I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird.
There's questions.
I'm not full on conspiracy about it, but there's some stuff out there.
Did they actually explicitly say it was a wreck with another vehicle?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Did they just say someone else was involved in this wreck?
No, they gave a little bit of information about her. They said it was a woman. They said she, they, that's what they said initially, is they sort of made it look like it was her fault, which Shanahan said is why he is admitting guilt in public. He's like, no. I had my phone. I was like looking at it. I dropped it and like I was distracted.
No, not on
it's
it.
My fault.
He was not on it.
Yeah.
That opens up.
Dropped.
He was just fumbling. He was fumbling. Again, looking for a fumbled phone.
But it explicitly says like there's no way she was the passenger in the car with him.
There's a good question. That could, you know.
Like that's what I'm saying here.
There's a question that one could ask.
This is 2026. How is there not a single photograph by a bystander?
Yeah.
Like, was this like in some like rural? Rural area or something. That's like,
yeah.
We don't know exactly where it is, but I would be a little surprised there wasn't like a Ring camera that caught something.
Something. Yeah, that's. Yeah,
Fender's. It's Fatal Attraction. She went head on at him. That is like sort of what the accident is being reported as, is it was like a head on collision. She swerved into his lane.
Swerved over to his side of the car. Yeah. All right. Now I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curve. yeah. So
I think she needed two hands on him.
She curved that tongue around him. Maybe that's about it.
All right, I was gonna yes and that, and then I decided not to, so I'm gonna not.
Speaking of corporate answers and corporate talk,
yes.
thinkjinx.com. Think Jinx. If you're thinking about nutrition and you're thinking about your best four-legged friend, whether that's a dog or a cat, or depending on where you live in the town of Springfield, it could be a fish in an aquarium. ThinkJinx.com for the healthiest, shiniest, happiest animal, companion, best friend you'll ever have. If you're thinking about food, Think Jinx. ThinkJinx.com. Yeah.
Great, great, healthy poops. I'm all about a good, healthy BM. At this point in my life, in my 40s, good, healthy BMs. I'm all about that for myself and my and man's best friend. So thinkjinx.com. It's good shit for the good shit.
Full of fiber.
Yeah.
Good quality fiber.
Yeah. High quality fiber. Fiber. Anything else? Big Ten Media Day. Dante Moore, elite farter. That's what I found out today.
Elite farter?
He's an elite huddle farter. He farts in the huddles. There you go.
Do you guys have any grievance with Oregon being slighted and slandered by pick number 2?
Like being picked second in the Big Ten preseason poll, you mean? Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Ohio State's really good.
I don't either.
Is Cignetti using it as a slight for Indiana not being
one or two? They won the national title and they get picked third in the conference going into the following season. Like, yes, he's using it. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of had a borderline, like, especially for them, a generational quarterback came in finally for him and helped him out. I don't know if that's the same.
I don't know about that.
They don't got those, like, 3 7th year wide receivers out there catching every first down on 3rd and 7.
I think Indiana will be good. I think Indiana will make the playoff. That's not a question. But I do think there will be a little bit of a difference watching them where it's like, oh, if it's 3rd and 8, it's not Mendoza to Surratt, just Otto. Mm-hmm. Like, after the Oregon game, the first game in the beginning of October or whatever it was, I mean, if you really zeroed in on Indiana – I mean, it was just so their back shoulder fades.
It was panics to Odunze. It was all over again. Yeah.
That was more just throwing it up. Theirs was more like the calculated, like I'm going to throw it over your back shoulder to get this first down by 2 yards.
I do think that'll be a difference for Indiana where they'll be good. They're going to, if it's a bad year, they'll win 10 regular season games.
It is amazing college football now. This is Indiana we're talking about, coming off a national title and be like, oh yeah, a bad year. Now they're going to win 10 games. When was last? Have they ever won 10 games before last year?
Probably not.
Probably not. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, just pencil them in for double digits. And but, yeah, you'll finish in the top three in conference. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I believe it. I mean, I think they will.
I especially kind of looking at the rest of the conference, like who else? I did not see the picks. Like who was like, who was fourth and like who was in the top?
USC was fourth. Penn State was fifth, I believe.
Penn State was up there. Yeah.
And it's just because of Penn State's schedule. They don't play Oregon. Uh-huh. They don't play Ohio State. They don't play Indiana. They get Michigan at home.
And they still have a good roster.
Michigan was fifth.
Michigan was fifth.
Penn State was sixth. Washington was seventh. I think Iowa was eighth. We don't have to care about.
No, we don't care about
the next 10 teams.
I don't even fully care about Iowa, but yeah, I mean, Washington, really.
Hey, a 24 team playoff is coming, and you want to know who would have made the playoff last year if there were 24 teams? Iowa, the number 23 ranked 8-4 Iowa Hawkeyes would have made the playoff just 2 years later from my guarantee.
Once they have a quarterback throw for 300 yards in the game. Maybe I will.
Did you see that stat?
I did see that stat.
What was it? Has it been 78 games since they've
78
had
games without a 300-yard passer?
Iowa has had a 300-yard passer. You could just get that in your first 3 weeks against directional schools. By
one. You're telling me you don't have one, just a DB falls and you get 90 yards on one play and you can't piece together 200 yards after that?
Yeah,
like
you just can't throw 7 yards.
Iowa's insane.
Iowa is an insane program. I can't imagine rooting for Iowa.
Oh, I would.
It would be hell because you're mad, but then you're like, oh, well, I guess that's what we get. Like, it is what it is.
Just think of trying to rationalize the offense and be like, hey, you know what? I think this is the best offense we're going to have. We're going to move the ball. We're going to average more than 16.8 points a game.
Do you remember Iowa sent out last year?
They bought Cade McNamara so they could throw the ball, and they still couldn't throw the ball. Like,
yeah.
Do you guys remember the viral tweet they had last year in training camp? It was from Mark Gronowski, the quarterback who was not good. And he throws like an 8-yard out where the receiver makes like a toe tap. Like, we have QB1. And people are like, that went 14 yards in the air. Because he's rolling out. It's not like it's from the pocket and he hits a sideline. He's rolling out and he hits a guy on the sideline. Like, QB1.
We haven't seen this kind of throw in 30 years.
And some of their fans were like, holy shit.
That's what I'm saying. To rationalize. I mean, just think if we had to pump ourselves up for Oregon offense, pump them up in our mind to be like, hey, I mean, Brian Bennett, I mean, Burmeister, I guess because we have seen what a quarterback should look like, we could spot and be like, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
It's almost like they see someone make an 18-yard throw to the sideline. Yeah. They haven't seen it. It was like in semi-pro. Someone dunked the ball for the first time. Oh my God, what's happening here?
as Oregon followers, we have to go the opposite direction because Oregon is so loaded.
You
got to be like, okay, it's cool. They've been loaded before. They're still not going to win a natty. Like, what are we doing?
What have you fucking done?
Dylan Raiola now. He should be starting week one.
In January, then Dante. Pop off. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, we don't care about October, November. Doing January, Dante.
Yep.
Ooh, I'm on the cover of a video game. I would have been the number two pick. Great. We saw you on January 9th. January 9th is our January 6th.
Yep.
It was a horrendous night. Yep. It was on a Friday. It ruined the whole weekend. And I still hold you to that, Dante.
Yeah, yeah, no running backs, you know. You don't care.
Three turnover. Yeah, the game. Yeah, I ran to the game. And listen, Joey Harrington wouldn't have done that.
He would
just say
a lot of Patriots decided not to play in that game, if I remember correct. Mm-hmm. A lot of Patriots. Yeah.
Yeah.
True true and blue Oregon. Okay, do we want to do our list, or do you want to? Oh wait, we got to do
just
your
one question.
Just
one question.
One more.
If Oregon goes 11-1 in the regular season, loses at Ohio State by 9, let's just make it a little bit more than a one score game.
Sure.
Is that a disappointing regular season? Because they could still win the title, or they could lose in whatever first round they play in. Is that a disappointing regular
season? Under no circumstances is that disappointing.
What?
No.
Dude, and I feel like we're at the point now where regular seasons don't fucking matter.
Don't fucking care. Get to the playoffs.
Does it get you in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we kind of, for teams like ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true.
Do not fucking care. Especially with the playoff expanded. Like, it's easy to get to the playoff for Oregon now. Like, it's frankly.
It's cool to win a conference. Conference championships are cool, but now it's not the metric to win the conference, really.
Before we move on to the list, here's a question. Would you rather have Oregon go 12-0 in the regular season and lose to whatever, either Ohio State or Indiana in the Big Ten championship game? Or
I already know Ski's
go 11-1 or go 11-1 and just watch Indiana and Ohio State duke it out. And you just, so one of those teams is catching a second loss just on odds in that game.
It's 11-1. Yeah. We've learned that lesson. Yeah.
Don't play in the championship game.
We've learned that lesson. Yeah. As much as
why the championship games are going away.
Yes,
they should.
Yeah. Cool. I like rings and I like trophies. Don't get me wrong. But like, it's
great.
It's literally national championship or bust. Like, it has to be now.
We are in a terrible position.
We have seen everything else. I've had it.
I've said it before. It's, being a Duck fan online sucks because you cannot be like, wow, that game was fun. Because people are like, yeah, well, it wasn't the national title game, so shut the fuck up, loser. Yeah. And you're like, you're a Minnesota fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you fucking? And they'll go, 1954, 1937, 1909, natty titles.
It was amazing.
The
Minnesota game, Duck Duck Chef and I, like, standing next to each other, next to this Minnesota fan who was so full of shit, man. Like, he genuinely talked about them as if they're just this powerhouse program, and I was just like, bro,
they do have, I believe, like,
they do.
I think Minnesota has seven national
they got
titles.
Natties.
Granted,
how many you think are claimed, all of them?
They got odds.
I think so, because they're all from like the before 1940.
They were World War One time national championships. Yeah.
And when everyone talk like this.
Not even two. Yeah.
When you're the Golfers.
Not even World War II. Like, it was you know what it was, right? It was the Jordan years. It was when Army and Navy couldn't compete for national championships, and so other teams finally had a chance. That's what it was.
When do you guys count, like, the first real national title?
I mean, if I'm being an asshole,
70s?
If I'm being an asshole, I would say 1998. The BCS,
when the BCS hit, you don't give any kind. I mean,
there are plenty of years where a team just went, no matter how many games they played, they went 9-0, 10-0, 11-0, whatever. And there are so many bullshit titles out there.
But really, it's like if a team won a title in the 80s, even, you're like, okay, that is probably earned more likely than not. Maybe even the 70s, possibly.
I would say in the 80s, it was streamlined between the AP and the coaches, which is way better than, like, even Alabama has titles they claim that are from, like, the Tuscaloosa times.
Yeah.
Like, I don't respect those. I probably said it before. I don't respect USC's half title in 2004 or whatever it was. The BCS was a thing. You didn't play in the BCS title game. I think you may have been the best team ever, but that's not how the rules worked. I think it's a sham. The voters gave him a split. And you want to know who else thinks that was a sham? All the voters fucking afterwards, because they never did it again. They finally realized, well, we do have a game in this system that crowns a champion. So maybe we should stop doing what we did in 1960, 1950, 1997. Like, off my soapbox. But again, Oregon would have at least one title if they played in the voter era. They would have split one with Auburn in 2010.
Yep.
And they would have actually, depending on who they play in the Rose Bowl, because they would have been in the Pac we're playing different rules in 2024. Yeah. But they were the only undefeated regular season team. They were 13-0. Yes, they got their shit kicked in Pasadena. But want to know what wouldn't happen? They wouldn't have played that fucking team.
They wouldn't have played that team, exactly.
So, how many Minnesota titles did you say, King? Didn't you say seven?
I think I said seven.
They have seven.
Seven.
So 1904, 34, 35, 36. They got a fucking three-peat in the 30s.
They have five before WW2.
Yep. And then 1940 and 1941. Yeah. And then 1960, because of course.
I think we need to come together as football fans and set the time of this is the year. Anything before then, you can't claim as an actual title.
I'm listening to this conversation from the outside looking in and thinking what everybody out there is thinking. Boy, these are some whiny-ass Oregon fans.
Listening
to these Oregon fans trying to invalidate every national championship before the 90s.
I have no problem saying that. I don't validate your 1959 title. You went 8-2. You played a military academy in a high school. Like, if you look at some of these teams that claim titles, it's literally like, we played this 4-string Marines because the real Marines were playing and were fighting a war. Like, no, I don't validate it. I don't respect it. Like, you said that you had a Minnesota fan talking wild to you. And I believe it was 2014 when Michigan State came in. When the game was over, guys like, well, at least we won a title in the '60s. It's like, I wasn't alive.
Neither were you, bud.
That's another thing is celebrate. And I almost, if I would have said this 7 years ago, I feel like it would have been a little different. I feel like I could say this kind of now, but like, because my NFL team has won a few Super Bowls, that 2019-2020 Super Bowl, that was a whole different, like, that was so long ago at this point. And I can't even imagine if the Chiefs had not won again, going back to being like, I know they lost to the Jaguars, but we won the Super Bowl in Miami in February 2020. Who fucking cares? Doesn't matter. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing is, I mean, we do have this as Oregon fans. I mean, Oregon basketball won the first ever. But that's what I'm saying is, like, we as Oregon fans, like, don't even claim that title. And that was an actual 18 tournament. That was at least a tournament, though.
Yeah.
But it was at least a tournament where there was a decisive winner of said 18 tournament.
They beat Ohio State.
They beat Ohio State in the finals. Exactly. And we don't even claim that. And
you had Ezekiel Elliott. Ooh, you had Terrell Pryor beat us. Ooh, you had Jeremiah Smith. Eat shit, 1939, tall furs.
Yep.
Get off our nuts, Bucks. We own you in hoops. Hey, go relapse, Jerry Lucas and Greg Oden, you fucking losers. We're the original Blue Buds. Go Ducks.
Yep.
Go Ducks.
Webfoot.
Scotty Hobson, or whatever, really. Curly McNeil or something, you know. Someone named Doug Fur was probably on that team.
Had to have a Doug Fur.
Better. So before we actually got to do Ski's thing, because Ski's got his 5 weeks still. Yeah.
We're so bad on time.
I did want to point out, like, good point from Fender and Booble in the chat. Minnesota has six before our involvement in World War II. That's a good distinction.
I mean, how many does Notre Dame?
I was thinking that too. Fender just wiped out like all of Notre Dame's natties. A couple of them. Whatever.
1988 was still around. Yeah.
They have a.
Like, I would love to know the year that has the most teams claiming a title. Like, is there like seven teams claiming a title?
There,
and like,
there has to be
51 or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's so stupid. All right, and you claim get fucked, all you people.
Five.
All right,
we got 5 weeks.
Five weeks till Oregon football's trivia game thingamajigger. Yeah, there you go.
Quack quack.
Okay.
No, this is this is your thing. You need to give us a trivia. We don't do that. So you need to start talking.
I will start. I was trying to figure out which one to start with. So week five, there has been five Oregon offensive players of conference players of the year, strictly for the Pac-10-12. We don't count Gabriel, Big Ten. That's bullshit. Give me the five Oregon conference offensive players of the year.
Offensive. Marcus Mariota.
Dennis Dixon.
Marcus Mariota. Dennis Dixon.
LaMichael James.
Oh.
No.
No?
Royce Freeman?
Nope.
Joey?
Okay. Yes.
Clemens?
Nope.
Achille.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, one more. I'll say one Bill more. Musgrave.
Not Bill Musgrave.
My 1987 quarterback with Derek Lavelle and Terry Obey didn't win it. Damn.
did not make crazy. That.
Was oh my god, Ahmad Rashad?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, yeah, he was right on the cusp of.
I saw it in the chat from Booble. My bad.
The Bo Nix one is crazy because the whole like media thing was that Penix was like a bazillion times better than Bo Nix that year, and he actually finished, I think, second in the Heisman to Bo Nix. I think finished third, but statistically
though,
Bo Nix was way better.
Way better.
Bo Nix didn't have those games against Arizona State where he threw for a buck 15, like.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I got a couple more here.
Okay.
How about this? Chip Kelly won Coach of the Year honors in 2010 by five different outlets. What are the five outlets that give Coach of the Year honors?
USA Today. Sports Illustrated.
AP.
AP is one.
The Bobby Dodd Foundation.
No.
The Heisman Trust, like
snow.
What? No.
This is a deep cut.
It's hilarious. I know this is hilarious. I saw him. I was like, oh, I did not know he won five separate Coach of the Year awards. You guys got one.
What's the only one we have so far?
AP.
The AP. Okay. Reuters.
Yep. Nope.
Okay. Damn. I was hoping the Brits. Sports Illustrated?
You're close with Sports Illustrated, but it's not Sports Illustrated.
I do know an obvious one. It's like the Bear Bryant Award or something.
Mm-mm. There are two named after people.
Eddie Robinson.
Two of them are. Eddie Robinson is one, yes.
Oh, yeah. Bear Bryant?
Just said that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay, all right.
The Home Depot. Home Depot loan.
So sports is one. Is it a publication?
Yes, and it's, I believe
and it's
it is
not Sports Illustrated.
It's not Sports
and
Illustrated.
It has sports in it.
Oh, a variation of sports. Yes.
Sporting News. Is that a
Sporting
thing?
News? All right. There's.
Is it?
Yep. That is. There's three. Yeah. That is three. One of them you're not going to get because I didn't know it was the AFCA.
Oh, the American that Football is one. Coaches Association.
Oh, the Coaches Association. Yes. Yep.
And there is one more. I'm not sure if you guys will get it either. But
the Manning Foundation.
I won't get it.
Let's get
it.
Yeah.
It's the Walter Camp is the other one. I do have one more if
so
you guys want to go.
Like,
we got time.
Those, he has those trophies doing somewhere well. In his house.
Like, yeah, he should have five little placards
five little
or trophies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure he really held those tight to his heart.
All right, this one will be quick. You guys should know all these. Give me the five Pac-10 championship games the Ducks were in during when they used divisions to get the matchup for the Pac-12 championship.
Oregon, UCLA.
UCLA was the first one. Yeah.
Yep.
Oregon, Arizona.
2011.
Yep. Oregon, yep. Utah, Oregon, Utah, Oregon, yep. Washington.
Yep.
Oop. Oregon, Washington
no
was
division.
Not.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no division. That's
Oregon, USC during the COVID year.
Oregon, USC during COVID year. There you go. Done.
Didn't even give me a chance.
Ducks, that was an easy
game. Ducks, yeah. Ducks were 4-1 in those five games.
Yeah.
That one
slaughtering slaughtering teams too.
Remember the
that one loss though was
that was tough. Yeah.
That was not the
2014 against Zona, just absolutely curb stomping them 51-13.
Eat shit. What was his name? Scooby Wright?
Yep.
Scooby Wright.
Get fucked, Scooby Wright.
Forever and ever.
I don't even remember who the quarterback was for that Arizona team. I feel like it was a Poly kid, right?
Was it not? No.
I'm blanking.
It wasn't the fast guy who couldn't throw, was it?
I don't remember. Yeah.
It was Anu Solomon.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Was. So it was Poly kid.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Poly kid.
Who's the fast kid I'm thinking of?
All right, let's do our list.
Oh, yeah, look up a fast kid.
One more thing? No, okay.
Oh, he was like for 6 weeks. He was like a sensation in college football. He was.
I remember who you're talking about. Yeah, I just
played under Rich Rod.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he put up numbers for a little while until they played decent teams, and then he stopped. Okay, let's do our list. Our list this week is about the news that Eugene's own
Khalil Tate. Is that who we're thinking
Khalil
of?
Khalil Tate.
Yeah, that's
exactly
who it was.
Who it is.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Eugene's own, Sheldon High School's own, Sheldon Fishing Club's own, Justin Herbert, has proposed to Madison Beer, and they are to be wed. That happened this week. He proposed to Madison Beer. She said yes. And
it's a duck with a boner drag weeds.
Yeah, exactly. So
people are asking.
That's going to happen. Our list this week comes from our Discord. Join our Discord, Sports Berean Discord. Comes from Rick Nodgers. This is the first time I think he's had a list suggestion with us. So he said he might listen. If he does...
Doubtful.
Go fuck yourself. There. I've said it.
That's what we say to that.
Thanks for the list, bitch. So, our list, top three places the soon-to-be Beer family will have their ceremony in Eugene. So, presuming... I mean, they've hung out in Eugene a whole bunch, like, already. So, presuming they decide to come back to his family and get married here in town.
Well,
where
do we know? Do we know where she is? Do we know where she is from?
I did.
Do we know
that.
Anything about her?
I did know that.
I don't know. Like, is she an actual L.A. girl,
she
or is she
songs.
A transplant from Southeast, you know, Georgia or something like that?
She is from Jericho, New York. Went to Jericho High School, so she is a New York person.
I don't know.
Is that
upstate New York?
I'm trying to remember the Jericho. Rings of Hell? What was Jericho? The Rings of something?
Yeah, because wasn't it a TV show on like the CW called Jericho?
The move was the Rings of Jericho, right? Like,
yeah, the moves. Yeah, the Rings of Jericho.
The move was. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Break the walls down. That's all I know.
It is in Nassau County. On the North Shore of
Long Island. She's a Long Island girl?
She's a Long Island girl.
Oh,
yeah.
That accent has got to be fucking nasty.
Those are some different cultures, I think. Walls of Jericho, right? Yeah.
They were both, I'm sure they were both glued to the Fauci testimony yesterday.
Oh, definitely.
Get him! Drag him.
So, top three places those two will get married in Eugene, Oregon, or the surrounding areas. Anybody want to start?
My number three.
Yep.
Putters.
Putters. I love it. Like you got built-in activities there, man. You get the caterings all done for you. You get entertainment. Like,
you know, when you're worth $200 million, you can do some cheeky stuff. Like, hey, let's play laser tag at my wedding. Come on, Keenan Allen. Let's go bowling.
I do love that. Like, think of the people he would invite. Like Jim Harbaugh just like rolling through Eugene, like playing laser tag is a great visual. Like,
I would love Jim Harbaugh's thoughts on Highway 99.
I would love it. I was just going to say.
Well, see, King, I like where you're at because I'm right there with you, but I'm going a little fancier because it's on the water. And that's I can't remember the name of it. Camp Putt. The one in Glenwood. That's like,
in Glenwood, right on the water. Yeah.
You got that pizza place right there. Rapids. You could have the reception.
Roaring Rapids.
Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful place to get wed.
To get wet and get wed. Know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, play some mini golf, eat some pizza, look at some animatronic bears and shit in there. Like, come on, baby. I haven't been to that place in like 15 years, probably. So I have no idea what's still there or not, but. My number three is Guarantee RV Super Center. It's a little bit outside of town, Junction City, but right off into the sunset on your own custom motorhome from the Nil family. Like, does it get better than that? And you're going in the Super Center, right? So, I mean, you have anything you could possibly need. The Super Center has, like, food and snacks and drinks in there for you. Like... Oh,
this visual is great. Herb and Shannon waving you away, and Shannon is just waving his little like claw.
One arm.
It's one arm. It's good.
Has he got a claw? Has he got a claw?
Yes,
as well?
He hit it.
I always thought he hit it. I didn't know he actually had.
Herb has the kid has the claw, not Shannon. Shannon's the dad. The kid.
Oh, I know they always hit it.
No, it's the opposite. I know that Shannon's the young.
Is it the
kid.
Opposite?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't. I don't think he has a claw. I thought he just like. Tied it off.
See, that's what I'm saying. He always hit it. In
one of them has one arm. One of them.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think he has a claw. I think he just like has one arm and just doesn't have anything there.
Well, I've seen the claw. I've seen one of them has a claw. Yeah.
I believe you. That is a great visual though, like waving it in the the sunset. Like, love it.
A little Happy Gilmore, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I do know. Let's see. Threes from the chat. Booble says Mac Court. I love it. Just get volleyball out of the way and like
that's cool.
Yep. Fender says Silky Field. Eat your heart out, Taylor Swift. Silky's I mean, really nice, well kept grass.
Do it at the Lancer Dome to rival her letting an MSG.
There you go.
Sacred spot.
Sports and Sets Dairy Queen next to Sheldon. Yeah. That crossed my mind, too. That crossed my mind, too. Like, something in the Sheldon area, and it has to be Dairy Queen. It's, like, iconic. Yeah. WCP is Hynix.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, big ups. Nope. Big ups. All right, that's it. What's your two?
My number two, just in front of a Cafe Yum.
Hey, everybody, come down to campus. This is where I have my classes and stuff. Let's get a Yum Bowl.
Yeah. What is that? What is their sauce made out of? Like some kind of like weird nut? Hazelnut? No.
Is it cashew?
I think it's a chickpea sauce.
Maybe.
Come in your finest white or not white, but light attire and eat chickpea sauce. This will be fun. Sriracha.
Yeah. I hope you guys like beans and sriracha. Got a whole bunch of that. Let's see. Is it me or you, Ski? I think it was me first, right?
No, I'll go.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no. My number two, they're going to have to resurrect it, but they should get married at Tsunamis. You know, you'll have Otzen in the background. It'd look beautiful.
I'm not sure. Bottle for Tsunamis.
The problem is, I don't even think Herbert was there when Tsunamis was still going. No, it's an unfortunate thing.
Long gone.
So I'm going on the same lines. Like, I actually wrote down Kowloons. So Kowloons and Tsunamis, the combination, because you got the bar, you got like got the party area, the reception area, if you will, and then you got the restaurant. You're eating some some sweet and sour chicken, some orange chicken, some yellow chicken, the various chickens.
That's racist.
That's what they served. That's what they served. And some broccoli beef, and then you go on the dance floor. Yeah, baby. Didn't get better than that. Lots of room for parking, too. Like, you got to pay for it, but yeah.
Of course.
Let's see. Two's from the chat. Sports and Suds, the Jaqua Center for athletes who can't read good and want to do other stuff, too. That's good. Yay! No. We got it. King, hey, listener, King just did that, and it worked finally. Yeah, yeah, he finally got it to work.
The real,
yeah, yeah. And I don't know what you're talking about. The listeners. Yeah, let's. We already did it. Booble and WCP Royal Caribbean. Booble says the building. WCP says the call center. So I know they're basically the same thing, but. I like the basically idea of the having it in the dugout where people are like, where people did the calls, all the cubicles. Two from Fender, Saturday Market Food Court with Big Fiddlin' Sue as the music. This guy hasn't been to the Saturday Market Food Court in a while. It is different. Most of it's like indoors now, like if I remember right, like because they have that
they have their area. Little building they the built building out. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kowloon sucked, said Fender.
Yeah. Kowloon's was fucking awful, but you still.
That Marfar chicken hit.
It hit.
Well, it was lot scram. Scram!
It was like 50. Get out of here! Like $50, but like still,
it was way too expensive.
Oh my God,
it was
insane.
At the end, their eight-flour scoop was like $20.
Insane.
King, did you ever hit up Kowloon's and then jot over to the Tsunami side?
They were together. Nights it was a buffet in Tsunami's. Until midnight, and it's at midnight beautiful. The buffet went away. So everyone scrambled to shove mung beans and Marfar chicken in their mouth. Just soy sauce just flying everywhere. It was fucking insane.
I don't remember the Kowloon buffet.
It wasn't every night. It was not every.
It was
Friday
like once a week night. All right, I must
yeah,
have.
It was not an. Maybe
must
that
have missed
was
that Tuesday
night
buffet.
Thing.
Yeah.
Hey, King, yeah, are you a buffet guy or a buffet guy?
I'm a buffet guy
myself, yeah. He's saying buffet.
Our classes join up.
I want to know what region of the world buffet is from. I like it myself.
Louisiana.
Bayou.
New Orleans.
Chew them.
Exactly. Yeah. Ed Orgeron definitely says the buffet. Yeah.
Hey, going on down to the buffet.
Yeah.
Give me some chicken.
You know, nuts.
All right, King, what's your one?
My number one is actually, because I've been to a wedding there, it was actually very pretty, but the funniest part is because there's access points, like 10 of them. The hobos came in and stole all the liquor pretty much at a certain point, is the courtyard at the Fifth Street Market.
Yeah. That's a risky.
Beautiful.
It's a risky proposition.
Beautiful. But God, it was funny watching the homeless people infiltrate and just grab every bottle of champagne, and no one was like, and put their hands up and act like
they
didn't see it.
They could be part of the family. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just let them do it.
Let them do it.
And not worth it fighting a homeless person.
That was a throng. It was an army.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a coordinated attack.
On packs. Yeah, I mean,
no, they did. They started. There was one big table that just had like infinite, like a
wolf pack
things of champagne, you know, little snifters of champagne, just already poured, and they got everyone's attention by going there. Then they went on the other side and ransacked full bottles. And this is before woke 1.0. You know, like these hobos were smart.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Professionals.
Vagabonds were smart.
That's what it sounds like. All right, what you got, Ski?
My number one, I think it would probably be more in in Herbert's heart. And that would be down at the Delta Ponds. I mean, you got just rotting fish and nutria carcasses and bugs galore. Ah, beautiful setting.
He definitely walked around that with Madison. I guarantee you.
For sure.
When he brought Madison to Eugene, they walked around that shit.
Listen, in the fall, it's a nice walk on the cement.
Not terrible, but...
The fishing there is terrible.
Yes.
Went there with my youngest, I think 2 years ago, and it was so funny. He caught something on 3 straight casts, and they were all like fucking clams. He just kept catching fucking like mussels or clams. And I was like, you're not keeping that. Throw that shit away.
Ew, don't touch it.
How is that biting? How is that? How is that what you're catching?
My number one is obviously Underbridge. Underbridge Park, the Underbridge like area. I mean, one.
Would you call it a grotto? Is Underbridge a grotto?
I like it. I'll consider it. It's Underbridge. It is. It's like Pele, Madonna, Underbridge. Like you just, that's it. And so,
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So in
play some horseshoes. In
thinking about this
game
answer, I'm like, you got everything, right? You got the horseshoes. You got the park. You got the skating.
The homeless people.
Basketball. You got entertainment, right? And then if you want a drink, you just walk over to Old Nick's, which is like right across the street.
Old Nick's.
So the problem with that is I just looked it up. I Googled Old Nick's and it's not Old Nick's anymore. But it is now
the institution is
Sparrow and Serpent, a local gay bar, which I'm kind of for. If you're having a wedding,
Madison Beer would be a hit.
If you're having
a
wedding, go to the fucking gay bar for drinks afterwards. You are going to get fucking celebrated, my dude.
You're going to go celebrate. I was wondering where you're going with you're going to get
celebrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Sparrow and Serpent.
Sparrow and Serpent. I looked them up a little bit.
Bird and the Snake.
What's that?
Is that like an Aesop fable? Bird and the Snake or something?
I don't know. Yeah,
I
don't know. I could look more into it. They have D&D nights.
Gay bar, not my Bible. My Bible doesn't have that. Yeah. Sorry.
My bar is Eagle and Eagle. That's what mine is. Eagle and Eagle. American Eagle. Shit. Just two American Eagles. One female, one male. They are fucking. And they're
biological,
and they're,
males,
and
females,
they're married. That's right, married before Christ.
Of course,
yeah. All right, ones from the chat. Booble says Olive Garden because when you're there, you're family. Yeah, you're gonna make a family. Why not start there? Sports and Suds inside the old Taylor's with the LTD can lick my sweat nut sack guy as the officiant. LTD can lick my sweat nut sack guy. That's a mouthful, so to speak.
Taylor's just.
Yeah.
You had to be there. You had to be there, folks.
Yeah, it was.
I would say RIP, but like, I don't mean it. Like,
I mean, Sex Dungeon was a little over the top. Yeah. I will agree.
Yeah.
You had fun there.
Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah. Yes. Several times.
Yeah. It wasn't my go-to, but it was fun.
Totally. WCP's is Civic Park, so where the old Civic used to be the kids sports facility now. I could see it. I could see that being like an actual thing. Fender's number, because as we remember, when Justin,
they got the stands
when
for
Justin
it.
Herbert was in college, he was a paid spokesperson for kids sports. I don't know if you remember that. He used to be on like radio commercials all the time for kids sports, so. Yeah, well, NIL
be
before
like
NIL.
Big Bev Smith guy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Bev. Yes, I love kids sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Herbert. Yep. Hi, I'm
that
Justin
was it.
Herbert.
That was the ad.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got him really warmed up for those Kendall Otto ads
with Kellen Moore. Yeah. Yeah.
And Leighton Van Der Esch. Leighton Van Der Esch.
Van Der Esch. Van Der Esch.
Van Der Esch. Yeah. He appeared in the last one, right? I believe. Yeah, Leighton Vander.
That's a weird trio, man. Number one from Fender, the Country Fair. What?
He missed Warbringer. If he didn't get roofied at Taylor's, he never actually went to Taylor's. Or if you didn't see, I think 40% of the times I ever went there, I saw a fight as well. So yeah, there's always entertainment there.
I want to start by talking about ecosystems.
Got to be a keystone. Apex predator to go to Taylor's.
Yep.
Got to be.
Yep.
Either ready to fight.
Predator's the operative word there, King. Yeah.
Predator's.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Fender said Old Nick's was included in a lawsuit he dealt with. Yeah, that's not surprising. Yeah, it's location, location, location. Did I miss any? I don't think I did. Honorable mentions, Lane County Youth Services across from Watson.
Tell Fender to get fucked.
Okay.
Tell Fender to get fucked.
Get fucked, Fender.
That's what you just said.
Get fucked, Fender.
Yep.
WCP, Masonic Lodge on campus, or the one by Otzen. Sports and Suds, honorable mention, his parents' house with Hawaiian Time catering, but Ron's Mac Salad. It's a ball knower. It's a ball knower.
That is
a ball knower. Yep. And I think that's it. Yeah, Sports and Suds said he got roofied on his now wife's birthday because he finished her friend's drink. So
he got not a good feeling.
He got taken advantage of by his future wife that night, which, you know.
Got roofied once as well. It's not fun.
Yeah.
A lot of vomit.
Did I do your one? What's Fender's one? I can't see it because he keeps
the best part is now you can't. The best part now is you can't even see it, so it's all on me.
I genuinely can't.
That's the best one.
So like, you have to scroll up too. What was Fender's one?
Yeah, let's see if I want to even do it. Fender's one. Country Fair. Everyone is naked.
Okay. Yeah. I tried to say that a few times. Yeah. Country Fair. Everybody naked. I mean, that
good looking naked couple.
Yeah. Pictures will be.
Think Herbert's hung like a horse.
Yeah, I bet he's doing pretty well. I bet he's doing pretty well.
No, not doing well. He's
like a horse.
I think he's a flaccid. He's a flaccid eight.
No.
Wow. What a full circle podcast this has been, man.
I was gonna say, you kind of hope he's not hanging rope. Just because it's like, all right, dude, you're like 6'6" athlete making $100 million a year. You're good looking. It's like, something's got to be bad, right?
He doesn't have fish. The crank, come on. With it.
It's got to be something. He's got to have a negative in
relative,
his life.
Cam Newton says he's got like a five and just like a little normal 5-inch nub. So
like an average.
Yeah, I'm just normal. Yeah. I don't. Which could just be a ploy, obviously, but he does say it, so it's out there.
All right. Wow, lost his job and has an average dong. What a bummer. Cam Newton, horrible life.
I think he's doing fine. I would be willing to bet he's making more off his podcast than he was off his...
Was there. Oh, yeah.
His hat deals. All right, that's it. Anything else?
No. You good?
Okay, again.
I got one more thing.
Just one more thing.
All right. I like it, Ski. You're getting better.
I don't got anything. I don't got anything. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. So again, Spielberg month movie wise, this week's movie is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Disney Plus, Paramount Plus. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for hanging in there. Goodbye.